Now it is time for Appraise This with Tim Luke and Greg Schramm, the appraisal guys, the frickin' frack of Nick and Knack. You'll find them at Treasure Quest Appraisal Group, TQAG.com on the web, and on a Tuesday morning, right here on Robinhood Radio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How so? Is it? Is it? What's the temperature down there right now?
We're about 68.
Yeah. I hate you guys.
In fact, when you said 40, I got a frog in my throat. Excuse me while I cleared my throat.
Yeah, it's been that type of, and we're expecting the possibility of some light snow on Saturday.
Goodness.
Oh, wow.
One of our neighbors lives
up in the New Jersey area, and he's a seasonal. And he's getting ready to leave on Thursday, and he said, well, we might as well go back up to New Jersey because they're getting ready to open our pool where they live. And I wanted to say, well, have you looked at the weather report lately? But he's hell-bent on getting back in that swimming pool because ours is closed right now down here. So I don't know how he might have to chip away at the ice a little bit, but the weather's so funky up there. It gets warm one day and hot, cold the next. Is it ever going to warm up there?
Well, it's funny. We did not have a winter this year. We only had about, really, honest to gosh, about 12 to 15 inches of snow. And it only came in, and we got more snow actually in April than we got in February and March. Now it's turned around where springtime has just been so erratic. And then you throw in the COVID on top of it, and you just want to throw up your hands and say, you know, maybe the guy that runs Tesla is right. Let's go to Mars. Honest to God, you know? I mean, God. Oh, well, anyways. 2020, it has been a very strange year, and we still have the election to go. So
it's going to get stranger. Well, yeah, I was going to say, what makes you think it's not going to get any more strange?
We still
have half a year left.
I didn't say that. My grandmother, every New Year's Eve, when my father died, and we were at one point in my life, we went from being pretty very, very wealthy to being very, very poor when my father died, and my mother wasn't working because she was my father. My grandmother said for like 3 years in a row, it can't get any worse than this. And finally, on New Year's Eve, the third year, my mother looked at her and said, don't say it.
Right.
Don't say it.
Just.
Don't even start.
No.
Well, that on that gloomy note, I have to say, things are really looking up in the auction world. I've just received an email yesterday from Hinman Auction. So I'm dealing with them. With a client in the state that I'm working on. And the auction, they've had in the past month three different auctions, and they have multiple auctions coming up in May, a jewelry auction, one of them, and an art auction. It's unbelievable. The market for at online, which we sort of predicted a number of years ago, has really, really taken off. And it's partially because people can't get out and they're just used to going to auction and they can't now. So they're just doing the online thing. But I looked at the auction results for decorative arts in this particular sale. I was astounded how successful the auctions online have been over the past month or two.
You know, what's interesting, before I went to you, I just decided to take a look at some things. This one really staggered me because I've seen a lot of money paid for automobiles and really exotic, great automobiles. But I don't know if you realize this, back in 2007, the General Lee, the car from the Dukes of Hazzard, sold for $9.9 million. Now, that's not a That's not like one of these fancy race cars, the Ford GTs or the Ferraris. Right. This was, and it was probably not a car. It had to be one car that was used, and I can guess it had to be actually used in the series somehow. But see, things like that always shake my values because that's a lot of money for the General Lee.
Yeah, and it's one of probably several because they had to have, you know, in all those television series, it's not just one that they have because, you know, you have to have them for various shots and, you know, different things. So, yeah, that's amazing.
Well, I went and looked right away. I went to the Mecum site to see a 2017 Ford GT Competition Series, just an unbelievably spectacular limited car that is absolutely gorgeous, $1.1 million.
Yeah.
How can a General Lee go for $9 million?
Well, it's a combination. See, it's one of those that there's the automobile, but then there's the memorabilia side. And especially with cars, a car dealer you probably have multiple car dealers bidding against that and say, come down and sit in the General Lee and I'll get you in your own great Ford and, you know, whatever it is.
And how do you know they had an accent like that?
Well, I don't know.
They had to. That's the only way.
That's the gross generalization. No, that's the only way.
I don't know.
That's the only way. I agree. That's the only way you can sell to General Lee, as far as I'm concerned.
Well, but I've seen, and the reason I say that is that I've seen that, and I've seen it in Texas, and I've seen it. That's where, and you know, and again, not a gross generalization, but just from my experience is that they buy certain things and they'll buy things like that to come on in, take a look at the, you know, it's in the showroom, get an opportunity and I'll get you into one of these. And it just becomes so that is one of the challenges that we have as appraisers is that when you look at that, oh, okay. But if I just have a regular GTO, I'm not going to use that General Lee as a comparable sale because it has the memorabilia side to it and the car that I'm looking at doesn't. So you have to really, and some appraisers, they'll just, especially when they're just starting out, oh, but I found this one at 9 million. So this one has to be the same one. And some collectors do the same thing.
That's one of the reasons as appraisers, you have to throw out the high and the low, and you have to go with what is across the board because
anomalies, most common.
Yeah, anomalies are not comparables. They are, unless it is a one of a kind that you are selling and a one of a kind is similar. But for the most part, we as appraisers don't like to use anomaly comparables because they're not reliable. They might be true sales, but they're not a true reflection of what the market is at the point we are doing the appraisal. So that has to be said too.
I guess you have to look into why did it sell for this? You know, even I was just looking at some auction results before we were starting, and there was this, and this is a contemporary paperweight. I mean, and studio paperweights, you know, that market has really just, there really hasn't been one, but this particular artist has been really followed, and it's this paperweight realized over $5,000 at this auction that just took place. I mean, just a week ago, and $5,000 for a contemporary paperweight. You know, I want to read more about that and find out like what was the background because that seems just, you know, and about the artist because yeah, the artist may have a following and that's probably what it is, but it's and probably doesn't do a whole lot of those pieces. And the artist is Paul Stangard. So I'm going to do a little more research on that. But it's those sort of things that just jump out. And when Greg was looking at the auction results from Hitman, is that yeah, there's things that are selling, but there's also the stuff that hasn't been selling, like the big oversized. You know, a lot of the big oversized Audemars and things like that, those were going unsold. And so there are certain
things. That's pretty standard. That really is pretty standard.
Correct.
Because nobody uses those big things anymore. So everybody, it all started when flat screen TVs came out, because prior to that, everyone used an armoire to put their television in. Now everybody hangs them on the wall and says, screw the armoire, I don't need such a big piece of furniture.
Yeah.
Now, I've got to tell you, years ago when I was a kid, my father was very wealthy. He was a comedian. He was very successful. He had purchased one of the first projection TVs. This was back in like 1959, 60, where it was in a real wood cabinet, okay, a white wood cabinet. I forget what it was, and you would open it up, and it had a mirror, okay, but it was a mirror, and it would open up, and the TV would project onto that mirror, and we just let it deteriorate and go to nothing. I sit here and I say to myself, if anybody had the foresight back then to save that, you know what that thing would probably be worth today? It was made by Dumont. You know what it would be worth today, probably?
I've never even heard of Dumont.
Yeah, well, Dumont was a famous high-end television producer back then. But I think about things like that, and my problem in life has always been when it comes to auctions, I want things because I like them, not because of their price.
Sure.
Oh, I thought you were going to say because you're always a day late and a dollar short.
No,
that's my thing when it comes to buying certain things, because, you know, like, oh, you know, if I really would have thought about it, I would have kept it, or I really should have bought it when it was this, because now it would be worth this. But I've gotten out of that habit since I've become an appraiser, because you see what the markets, they ebb, they flow, they ebb, they flow. And right now, certain areas are flowing, but then there are certain areas that are continuing to ebb. So this is what's so wonderful about auction. It truly makes a difference in your ability to collect things and to buy things at the right time. If you are following online auctions, we never really had that capability before the online auction. You either had to go to the auction itself or be on the telephone. And now you can follow the market and see what the trends are at an auction for Dumont televisions or for any kind of furnishings or decorative art. So it's really the market has changed completely. And I think one of the great things is now it is such a much more level playing field when it comes to purchasing decorative arts online. So I think people should feel much more confident when they're bidding, because they can follow the auction's history and they can follow those items from other auction houses and not feel as though they're being taken advantage of.
So what's up for you very quickly? And they've got about 2 minutes left. You guys just still hanging out and doing everything by virtual VR?
Well, Tim's actually going to be going out at some point in the next
in 2 weeks.
Weeks.
So I think. Yeah,
yes, exactly. Weeks.
I have to go. They have some art loans and things, so I need to go look at some things. But they also made a caveat. No one will be there. And I said, well, that's fine. Just let them know that I'm coming with masks and gloves and, you know, and it's just looking at a couple
of things. He's going to pull up to the front door with a hazmat suit.
Or just don't use one of those head bandanas, because they're going to think you want to rob the place.
Correct. Right. Especially on Palm Beach.
That's right.
So I just want to be careful. But I just did, the Dumont televisions have been selling on all over Live Auctioneers. And there's various models. It's amazing the different models and consoles and different things, and they've been selling anywhere from $150 to $2,500, just depending on the make, the model, the series, like what it was. So, well, interesting.
I'll have to look it up, and I'll know the minute I see it which model it was, and it's probably going to be the expensive one.
Right. Yeah, because these other ones, they look pretty run of the mill. So, that's very interesting. Yeah. So we're starting to venture out a little bit, just a little bit more, And we'll see what happens. I mean, it's just, let's just hope that we can move forward.
All right. Well, guys.
Well, we're still just following the guidelines, though. Right. We're still masking and gloving when we need to. And so we're following the, science.
We're following.
We're not following anything else.
All right. Well, stay safe, guys. And we'll speak to you next week.
Hey, have a great week.
Take care, guys.
Take care, Marshall.
Happy Cinco de Mayo.
Okay. Yes, and may the 4th
be with you. May the 4th be with you. No, what is it? Be the 4th be with
you. With you, that's right. All right, guys, take care.
Take care.
Bye.
Tim Luke and Greg Schramm, the appraisal guys, the frickin' frack of Nick and Knack with the praise. This